At a bar on 6th Street this week, interactive light shows and vintage video games covered the walls. The music pumped as the DJ worked the controls behind a neon table. It's called a Warper Party. Most of the people putting on this South by Southwest party are based in New York. They're joined by a technology. They're users of a specific computer program used to mix up and mash together different loops or songs into something like you're hearing now, made by one of the organizers, Matt Moldover.
One of the drawbacks is I have to do an intensive process called warping the files, where you build a map of its tempo so you can synchronize the tempos of many different pieces of music. And so we thought, oh, we could get all these people together. Everybody's going to be trading warp files, and we'll get all these people together so we don't have to do this tedious process.
So he and his partner Julie Covello, a.k.a. DJ Shaky, started Warper. It's basically a place to meet other people who use the specific computer program used for warping. So they mine the resources of the web to find other people interested in the same thing. Looking to user groups and online forums, they built a following of several hundred people.
Many of the artists that perform in our parties also participate in these user groups, and they talk back and forth. And that's definitely an important component of the word about our party getting out and people from these user groups coming to our party.
It's more likely to be something that we're going to see more of in the future.
Andrew Dillon is the dean of the School of Information at the University of Texas at Austin.
If only because meeting people online will now just be such a routine or such an ordinary activity. It'll be the natural form of meeting or friendship development, I suspect, in a decade or so. So the lines between meeting online and meeting physically will surely soften.
Back when the web was in its early days, there was this promise that somehow our lives would become digital, our personalities would shift into cyberspace, and there was worry that we would become more isolated.
When we talked of early online behavior and online communities, it was highly speculative, and it still is now. We really don't have a very good understanding of what's happening. And of course, it's happening in real time, so it's not easy to study and predict.
The downsides of translating an online kinship to the real world are clear. There have been dozens of cases of sexual predators targeting children online through networking sites like MySpace and in chat rooms.
There's a very conscious concern on many people's behalf, particularly parents, that their children are guarded from meeting predators and any number of undesirable people online. So there's a natural wariness there, but I suspect this is going to be overridden by just the wave of behavior we're seeing in teenage internet use.
And Dillon adds niche communities like the Warper Party are more likely to translate into real life as these niche groups continue to grow online. Turning back to the real world for some actual FaceTime may grow with it. Matt Largie, KUT News.